Welcome to the
Welcome to the Cyber Psychos Podcast.
Welcome to the Cyber Psychos Podcast.
Welcome to the Cyber Psychos Podcast.
As the train pulls into the underground station, gunfire and explosions erupt from covered positions on the platform. Whoever's shooting at you is well-armed and seemingly well-informed of your movements. The ambush is fierce, bullets ricocheting off the train's armored sides and explosions lighting up the cave ceiling in the underground train station. Roll perception.
22.
Because you got such a high perception, you can tell that these are soldiers. They have full riot gear on with masks. You also notice a surveillance drone hovering above. The train provides a temporary shield against the gunfire, the thick reinforced structure absorbing the impact of bullets with thuds and sparks of ricocheting metal. Now, in this game, there are cover points for the structure and the type of material that you're hiding behind. We established in previous episodes, thanks to Scythe, that the trains are made of carbon fiber. However, I agree with Banthar that there might be some steel on this train. I've calculated the structural points for each car based on how many times you've already been shot up. You're not at full health for the train that you're kind of hiding behind. The bar car is fully exposed. I'm going to say that they blew a hole in the side of that. And then you threw a dead cat bones out of it. The gunfire is coming from six positions on the platform, and they're all spread out. They're not going to be victims of no titty grenades. Bunching up. Speaking of titty grenades, when you, Scythe, went to the armory, you were only able to reload two canisters in your chest piece and two in your regular grenade launcher. Four shots, and then you're out of ammo. Because you're gaming the fuck out of us last time.
I can work with this.
I think four is plenty, but they're not bunched up is my point. But they are shooting at you. Let's roll initiative.
I've got weapons you completely forgot I had.
Break them out when it's your turn. I don't give a fuck.
See, I will.
I got weapons. They're coming at you, too.
Fine, then.
Watch out now.
Bring it, motherfucker.
So when a random enemy is firing at you, I'm going to roll the dice. I have everyone numbered on your team. 1d12. First up is Luna from the Arasaka team. She's a sniper. She is going to go out in between the cars on the back side of the train and try to get a better sniper position.
I'll go to higher ground. Cover me.
I have to give these Militech people names so that we know who we're talking about. And Chef says to Sapple, "You need to hide, little prince."
Do I get a reward for being the best title?
Absolutely.
Like a million cookies?
Yeah, I have no problem with that. Yeah, you survive this, million cookies are coming your way, kid.
Okay.
Sapple goes and hides next to Silva, who apparently is not involved in this combat.
He's a pacifist. Yeah, Silva hasn't broken the order.
We're going to look at this like from the platform. The far right, I have to explain this to the listeners at home and in their cars, Denise is on the Militech team looking straight at the locomotive, the front of the train, and it goes back from there. So going to the left, we have the hacker car, the workshop, the sleeper car for you, passenger car, observation car, strategy room, the dining car, the bar car, which has zero protection for you. If you go in there, you're open season. So everyone has cover. You don't have to pop your head up and shoot, but you're either covered or you're not. There's no half cover. So if you pop up to shoot, someone can shoot you. And you're basically up for an entire round. So there's going to be a possibility that six different people are going to shoot at you if you pop up. But there's also consequences if you just hide. You know, they'll come get you too.
That almost killed Brock at the night market.
Yeah.
You got shot in prone position.
Yeah, I just poked my head over and just like tried to do something.
Then we have the armory car and the Arasaka sleep car is the caboose. Back on the platform going right to left in that same order, we have Denise, Frankie, Cohen, Jay, Mitchell, and Farron.
It's nice that they wore name tags.
I just am doing this so we can kind of keep track of what's going on. Denise takes a shot. that shot is going to hit the train where Heretic is. Where is Heretic?
Passenger car.
It has 40 cover points, and now I'm going to roll damage on the train car, and they could potentially, if you just keep hiding and they keep shooting, will eventually destroy the train.
Okay.
And that's your ride home.
Don't let him get the locomotive part.
The next person up is Saito. She's the martial artist from the Arasaka team. She pops up and takes a shot, shooting at Farron with an assault rifle. Hits. Next up is Frankie on the Militech team, shooting at Heretic.
They're concentrating fire.
But you're in cover.
Correct.
Gonna hit the train, which is the dining car again.
Oh, shit.
So that exploded the dining car to the point where there's a big gaping hole in the side. It can no longer cover you. The bar car and the dining car have gaping holes in the side. Okay. He lit that thing up and did the bullet hole thing like in the cartoon where they shoot in a circle and then the middle falls out.
Yeah.
Our train is looking like the Swiss cheese.
Now, can we run into other cars?
Yes, on your turn.
All right.
Chef's up next. Is this your best attempt? My grandmom can do better with a rolling pin. Chef hits Jay. Critical injury.
Hell yeah.
Shoots Jay in the leg and breaks his leg. Next up is Cohen from Militech. Takes a shot at Saito. But she is behind the train. So we're going to take a random shot at a random car.
Oh, it's safe behind the train?
Yes.
You can hide behind the wheels. They ain't going down.
She's running behind the train on the other side, and they can't.
It's just good to know.
Yeah, it's true. We can take cover under the train.
The scout, Yara, is up next. She's a parkour specialist and jumps on the side of the train like a gecko.
Is she one of ours or theirs?
She's at Arasaka.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank God.
She's the scout for Arasaka. She doesn't talk.
Oh, shit, it's spider mute.
She's getting a better position trying to flank Militech and going behind the train also. Luna, Saito, and Yara, the Arasaka women, are going around the train to flank. Up next is Robin.
Shumho, you want to be starting something? Fine, but know this. I won't stop till you get enough. Remember, I'm bad, and I mean it.
And Robin takes a shot. At Farron. Robin has a shotgun. 22. We're rolling good today. Up next is Jay from Militech. Shooting at Yara, who's behind the car. So I'm going to hit the situation room. Strategy room.
With Wolf Blitzer.
26 crit. Oh, these guys are badass, by the way. They're a little tougher than you're used to. I've been nerfing you for the sake of the story, but somebody might die today. Up next is Drake, the enforcer on the Arasaka team, taking a shot with a very heavy pistol at Cohen. For 18, that's a hit. Doing some undisclosed damage. Up next is Ash, Manuel, Romain, Pablo, Ruben, Gonzalez, Smith.
Holy cheat. I am going to chew this on. I am chewing at the Cohen. Kabow, motherfucker.
You can't just yell in the mic. You have to roll.
Heavy SMG. I am attacking at a 15.
Okay, that hits.
Nice. I'd roll the damage. 12.
Yeah, eat a poop, Cohen.
So if I wanted to move to another train car and fire from there, can I do that?
Now, the train cars don't have busted out windows. So you'd have to shoot from in between the cars or wait for it to get busted out. Like, if they shoot half the damage out of a train car, I'll say that the windows are broken.
All right. It's my turn. So Scythe needs to run out of the... we were all in the dining car for a second. We all need to run out of it.
I randomly put you next door in the dining car, which is now shot to shit. So the next car up towards the middle is the strategic room. The situation room. The strategy room.
All right, then. I'm going to pop up. I'm going to run the car over to a car that has some cover. The strategy room. Strategery room. And tits are coming out, guys.
The windows are busted out of this particular car.
It's perfect because I'm about to bust out of this top. It's titty time.
Party boob. Is booby trap backwards.
Nice. I'll take either one. Crit success.
You're shooting at Farron.
Using my breast-mounted grenade launcher, I'm going to attack with a 22.
Roll it up.
And smoke it.
Damage is 17.
Okay, next up is Heretic, a.k.a. Red Carson. No one calls you that.
Nobody's ever called
nobody
me that.
Calls
yeah, nobody calls me by my name.
Heretic, you're up. What do you want to do?
I'm going to move to the strategy car as the next one. Okay, I'm going to join Scythe in the strategy car and then open fire out the window. Roll me that D6.
One. That's Denise.
Denise, who has not been hit yet, I'm going to fire on Denise.
D-nice.
Oh, damn. Double crit success. 34.
She evaporates.
It's like double tens plus the modifier. 15.
Mitchell's up next, and he works for Militech.
Bitch.
Mitch the bitch. Niner. That's Drake. Oh, wait, he misses. Hawk is up next. He is the maker. Level 7.
My amigo.
Banthar's amigo. Crit fail. He shoots his 3D printer.
Oh, cheat. I had to start all over.
He broke all your shit, Banthar, that you were working on. The recoil scared him, and he just kept his finger on the trigger. Crit fails are my favorite. Brock Stockton's up next. Brock down.
All right, Sapple's safe, right? He's hiding?
Yes.
We were both in the sleeper car, but I told him to go hide. I don't know where he hides.
We're just going to open up a refrigerator that's...
I saw that episode of Punky Brewster.
The GM knows where Sapple is.
There's a million cookies on the line here.
Kibble cookies.
So I've only got one enough left for one little bump.
This is the time, bud.
Yeah, your shit's wearing off from that corner you nibbled off.
All right. Time to go big or go home, Brock. We got this. And I get my... my Militech Fox and my very heavy pistol ready to rock. I am riding the rails. I'm in the sleeper car, so that's still pretty well unmolested.
Correct. You'd have to go out in between the cars to shoot. It does have a little damage, but none of the windows are broken out.
I'm going to assume that Sapple is somewhere in here, so I'm going to move to... No, actually, I'm going to start moving towards the locomotive. I figure, you know, bang on a line plus movement. Yeah, that'll be my turn. Unless you want to let me shoot. And I'm going to shoot at, what is that, Cohen in the middle? All right, I got a 15.
That just hits. Roll damage.
That's 20 with a critical injury inflicted.
And the critical injury is another broken leg.
So we got two...
two guys with broken legs. They can hang out and help each other.
They're just going to put an arm around each other and just like, we're one guy now. It's riffraff all over again.
It's riffraff.
They're going to have it a beanbag race.
You did break his leg, but you also killed him.
So the broken leg is the least of his problems, is what you're saying.
I shot him so hard his butt cheeks flew off.
Yeah. A broken femur is something to...
Yeah, you blew out his femoral artery.
There's a major artery right there.
Bled out in a few seconds.
He's in heaven now. Brock with the kills.
Another knockdown for Brockdown. Let's do this
you
thing.
You want to do a video? I'll let you do it on your turn. Since you're hyped up, you get extra bonus shit. He's on coke. Like, he gets a lot of extra stuff. But when he comes down, he gets a lot of negatives.
That's true.
Let's just say I had my my camera up on like a little like first person mode. I'm dedicating this knockdown to Feathers and Fat Ass. that's one of my followers. I have them on my agent. Yeah, there was that like double X Joker at double X.
Guess who's up next? Elektra. So Elektra is wearing the suit, but. Was not invisible. You could just... you don't even need to take a whole turn to do it, but you can choose to be invisible, like engage your suit or not, and you can do one action. I'll let you do that and an action.
So Elektra turns on her camo suit, so she is now invisible, and then she takes one shot out of the window.
Four, that's J.
I rolled a 15.
That hits.
Seven. Bleed pink, fucker!
So J has a broken leg, and Farron's next. Takes a shot at Scythe. Got your tits out the window, you're gonna take one.
I knew it'd be me.
Somehow I always knew.
Tits jiggling in the air.
You're riddled with bullets.
Heavy pistol. 19 hits. Damage is 12.
Who just shot me? Do I know their name? I don't know their name.
Farron.
If you ever shoot me and I find out about it, so help me God.
You shoot me in a dream, you better wake up and apologize.
Vega is next with the Arasaka. Vega is a sneaky stealth person and also has a suit, goes invisible, and jumps down in between the train cars for their turn. There was a lot of death and destruction in that round.
Yeah, there was. We fucked a lot of people up.
I mean, that's kind of what we do.
Yeah. I killed a guy.
I really injured one for once.
I haven't killed anyone this round. I did get him. Yeah, I gave him a critical injury.
Luna had taken that time to get in position way back behind the caboose on the far side of the tunnel and has a direct line of sight to Farron. Takes a shot. Misses.
Shit.
All that build up for nothing.
I know. And gave away her position. Denise.
D-Nice.
Shooting at Saito, who is ninjified behind the train. So I'm going to take a shot at this armory car. And that's a ricochet, no damage. Saito's next. She's gonna pause on that corner, still in cover. And the next round, she'll be able to do a melee attack on Farron. She does martial arts. That does some serious damage. Y'all don't do melee very much, but you should.
I know, I've done it. Yeah, I got Bagok.
Bagok, yeah.
Yeah, I clubbed that kid to death with it. He was on the ground, though.
Up next is Frankie. Shooting at Silva, who's hiding. We're going to say it's the sleeper car. Miss. Chef is up next. Shoots at Jay. I've dealt with tougher pieces of meat than you. Time to tenderize. Smacks him. Ouch. He's got a broken leg, yo. He gets hit. He's already on the ground. Insult to injury. Oh, Cohen would be up, but...
He dead.
Yeah.
Went out like a one-legged man in an ass-kicking contest.
Yara is up next. She takes a shot at Farron from around the corner of the caboose with a shotgun. 29 crit. Up next is Robin.
Pronouns he.
Now listen. It's not okay to make me feel this way. I've always tried to spread love and positivity, but what's happening right now, it's not right. So I'm going to take a shot at Cohen's dead body.
Reroll, reroll.
At Mitchell with a shotgun, and I'm almost out of ammo. Oh, that's a crit. Why am I still doing this voice? Guys, I'm out of ammo.
Yeah, is that what he's been using this whole time?
Yeah, Robin's always had a shotgun.
I just don't think he ever reloaded.
Jay from Militech is not in any condition to fight back. Just lays there. Drake, the enforcer from Arasaka, takes a shot at Farron with a very heavy pistol. Critical injury inflicted.
Damn.
What?
They're all beefed up. Apparently this is going to be the easy one. I'm pretty sure John plans on at least one of us dying.
So the critical injury for Farron is going to be a dismembered hand. Brock, you know about that.
Yeah, I got better.
You have to get a chance to get better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he's not getting one.
See if he ever gets out of this train tunnel. Nope. Scythe's up next.
Yeah. I'm going to move into the next... intact train car. I was in the situation room.
The strategy room is intact, but the windows are busted out.
Oh, are they? I'm going to stay in there then, and I am going to use my action to dig into my blouse on the side that my tit's not out and bring out Mother's Milk. I'm going to throw him out the window. 2.
That's Frankie. He's healthy.
Hey, relax.
Don't do it.
Let your body go through it.
Frankie's going to get it. I'm going to attack with a 20 and give him a damage of 12. Not brilliant.
Heretic's up next.
Alrighty, I'm going to take a shot. Roll that D6 for me.
That's Jay. He's barely alive.
19. He's going to be very dead soon. Hit him for 17.
Jay goes down. 2 down, 4 to go.
And who got the blown out hand? Was that Mitchell or Farron? I want to say it was Robin shot Mitchell and blew his hand off.
Mitchell's up next.
With a bum hand.
Bum hand. So he can only shoot with a very heavy pistol. He cannot operate his assault rifle.
Cool.
So actually he has to take a turn to draw that because he had his assault rifle out. So that's his turn, and now he has a very heavy pistol out. All right, let's go, Hawk.
Come on, Hawk. Don't chew my shit again.
Shooting at Farron with an assault rifle. Hits. Killing Farron. Farron's brains splatter across the cave wall. And by the way, that little drone is still hovering right up above the battlefield. Does Mother's Milk have propellers yet?
It's got a little pecker.
It's got wings, stupid.
It's the Brock down. Brock Stockton. Brock Stockton, what you gonna do, cokehead?
I'm going full sprint at Mitchell. Can I reach him and do something?
No. You can get right up to him because you have to exit the car and get across the platform.
Well, I was still in between the cars.
You were already out?
Yeah, that's when I shot Cohen.
Yeah, when he shot him to death.
Basically, I'm just trying to tackle him.
Yeah, you could tackle him.
All right, rolling, brawling. 18.
13 evasion. So you successfully tackle.
Okay.
Just grab that hand meat and just start pulling it down.
Why? Because I'm trying to basically just grip him up, I'm not rolling for damage. I'll just take the grapple. Human shield. Human shield.
There are human shields in this game.
Oh, hell yeah. He's got way better armor than I do.
Electra, you're up.
How big are these windows?
They're like full train car windows.
And how close can I get to where Brock is?
So same thing. You can get out that window and up to Mitchell. You could maybe tackle, but that's because you're already momentum. If you wanted to like stop and like fight him, then that's not going to work. That's too much.
I would just want to straight up tackle with Brock.
He already tackled him. You want a doggy pile?
Full send.
Oh, no, you're going to knock us all prone. Yep. Yeah, we're going to die. Oh,
God. As Electra jolts herself through the window, you don't see anything other than hearing a voice going, Brock, I'm coming!
No, 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 no.
Roll athletics to jump out the window, first of all. Electra rolled a 9, so she's... You don't eat shit, but you stumble as you get out of the car. But the good news is nobody saw it.
Whew, nobody saw that.
You just kind of knock the wind out of yourself a little bit.
Oh, God, that hurt. Brock, I'm coming.
Farron's deceased. Vega is up next. Vega was invisible and goes up to Frankie point blank.
Blanky
on Frankie with a very heavy pistol. Crit success, blows his brains out as well. And that starts the initiative over. Luna takes a shot at the drone because she doesn't have any other shot. The train's in the way of the other surviving Militech soldiers. She hits the observational drone and it spins down. Saito is going to take a shot with the assault rifle at Mitchell. Wait.
I got him grappled. I'm going to try and use him as a human shield next round.
Well, Saito's ready to shoot if you'd like to do it now. You want to turn him around and hope that the bullet doesn't go through his body?
Sure. If she's shooting at him.
She's got an assault rifle.
No. This is a firefight. I'll let it happen.
Let's just say if it's a big hit, it's going through Mitchell into you.
If it blitzes through his armor and basically kills him. Yeah, no, I'm taking a hit on this one. Or if she crit fails or anything like that, I'm assuming that's going to be bad for me.
Yep. Okay, here we go. Crit success. She She hit him real good, so if it hits him so hard, it's going to go through him.
Yeah. Let's roll the damage. I knew what I was getting into.
15 damage. I wasn't supposed to tell you that. His armor absorbs and doesn't go through, but does take damage. Chef's up next. Why are you keeping this up? You should scram before I roast you like Sunday brunch. Scrambled eggs, bitch. Salt rifle. Ooh, that's a hit. And a big damage on Mitchell. Killing Mitchell.
Well, shit.
Mitchell drops lifeless in your arms, Brock.
Yeah, no, I'm going to have to drop him. Otherwise, I'm just going to be dragging around
He's
a corpse.
Dead.
Yeah, that's no good to me.
Two people shot him while you were holding him.
At least he didn't die alone.
Those are your friends.
Someone was holding him.
Those are not my friends. Those are Arasaka fuckers.
Denise is the only one left. Standing. Brave. Drones even down. Yara takes a shot with the shotgun at Denise. Missing. Saito takes a shot with an assault rifle at Denise. That hits. Robin's up.
Guys? Does anyone have any shotgun shells?
No.
Oh, screw it. I'm gonna show this bitch some taekwondo.
And Robin runs across the platform, full sprint, jumping over Brock, heading straight for Denise. Let me roll to see if he slams right into Electra. You're right in his path. Okay, this is a random roll. Robin slams into Electra.
Ow!
What the fuck, Robin?
I'm sorry.
Glitching out her suit, and she becomes visible.
Where did you come from?
Been here the whole time, like always.
You need to warn a clown.
Drake takes a shot at Denise with a very heavy pistol. Crits. Denise, looking relieved that Robin didn't slam into her, gets shot right between the eyes and drops like a sack of potatoes. We're out of initiative.
Is everyone okay? Does anyone need assistance?
I am okay.
I'm good.
I caught one back there. I could use some help. Look around on the floor for my nipple.
Where is Joe Bird? Is Joe Bird okay?
And mother's milk comes flying right back in my shirt.
Hey, guys. Free guns.
Hey, you're absolutely right. We got some ammo.
I need some ammo.
Captain, can you fix my suit?
See, I can fix it.
I think there's still ammo in the armory.
I need to go re-up on grenade launcher rounds. I'm going to grab a few more this time.
Let's hope we can drive back. I don't know if it can. They didn't hit the engineer's car.
We should all go to the locomotive and ride back.
Where's Sapple?
Oh, yes, where's Sapple? My God.
Oh, God.
Check all the refrigerators.
Sapple, come here, boy.
Wait. Who the fuck is Sapple?
In the aftermath, the air is thick with the acrid smell of smoke and the metallic tang of blood as Elektra and her Arasaka comrades walk through the aftermath of the battle. The ground is littered with the remnants of Militech forces, the silence a stark contrast to the deafening gunfire just moments before. Amidst the wreckage, a weak voice calls out,
"Elektra,"
as she walks past. Turning towards the sound, Elektra's heart freezes as her eyes find Jason, her brother, lying among the debris, gravely wounded, but alive. His uniform bears the unmistakable insignia of Militech.
Oh, that's on you, heretic. You shot him.
Holy cheat.
Actually, she shot him too.
Jason?
She rushes to his side, dropping to her knees. The world around them seems to pause. The battle-scarred landscape fading into the background.
Elektra, I knew I'd find you here.
Jason gasps, pain etching his features.
I hoped I would see you again, but not like this.
Elektra's eyes fill with tears as she takes Jason's hand. Jason coughs and gives a faint smile despite the pain.
Maybe in another life, we could have
been on the same side. Take care of yourself, sis. Make peace. It's the only way.
I will, brother. I swear.
A determined look hardening into her eyes.
I'll end this war for us. I'll make sure that no one has to choose between family and duty. I promise you, Jason.
It was a vow made over the unspoken grief of finding and losing each other in the same moment.
I'm sorry.
As Jason's grip loosens, Elektra holds on to him, and the reality of their situation settles in. With a final breath, Jason's eyes close, leaving Elektra in the silence of the battlefield, surrounded by the consequences of the conflict. She stands up, her resolve hardened, but she is not ready to honor her brother's final wish for peace. And that does it for this episode of the Cyber Psychos podcast.
You don't want a scythe walks up beside her.
No. Wow. He's going to try to pee on your brothers.
I'd like to give a shout out to Tin Roof West Ashley.
I'd like to give a shout out to Darren Luan. Thank you for your recent follow, and I'm glad that you are enjoying all of our posts. Wait till you see more.
I'd like to give a shout out to Liz Smokes Loud and to Saturn PB.
I'd like to give a shout out to Fanny Lass and Potato Master Zero.
I'd like to give a shout out to Brock James. Nice name.
Hey, another Brock.
Yeah, that's my homie.
I'd like to give a shout out to Blue Eye Butterfly and Metallica Hot Dogs. What is it? Death Metal Hot Dogs.
Stay cool, Night City.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Follow the path.
Adios, muchachos. We'll see you next time on Cyber Cycles.